Hello, welcome back to my podcast. For today, the topic is in-group, out-group. And the title of the video that I want to talk about is Muslim Family Reflects on Life in America. I will put the link of the video on the description so you can watch it too. So this video talk about a Muslim family from Jordan who moved to live in the United States. They moved to US to continue their PhDs. They have lived in US from 2002. First of all, of course, in any place we go, we will face some challenges. And for Muslim women, the main challenge is the misconception about Islam. And for America, not all people, just some people, but majority, whenever people see a Muslim woman wearing a hijab, they assume right away that Muslim women are a woman oppressed and treated unequally. But of course, it is not right. Unfortunately, totally the opposite. And here in the video, their daughter, Sarah, realized that being a Muslim in America will set her apart from her friend. But even so, Sarah still believes in Islam and obeys all rules in Islam. And from this video, I have seen that her friends are very welcome and respect her. Because here, she said her friends are always curious and ask some things about Islam. And I see that they are respect her, even though they think that a little bit weird. I mean, the culture in Islam for them is weird, but they still respect her. And here I see that even though we are a Muslim and we live in a minority country, we still have opportunity to continue our academy or get a scholarship or got a great jobs, because here they reach their PhDs, also they get a scholarship, and they also got a great job. And here at first Mozna, Sarah's mother feel that they treat differently. But now Moza tries to deal with herself, and she realized that those people just didn't know and didn't understand, and as a Muslim, we have to do more to show who is Muslim are and present Muslim in a good way, because people are going to believe in misconception until they hear from a person the truth. My opinion after watching this video, I think we don't have to feel afraid even we live in a minority country as a Muslim, okay? We don't have to feel afraid to reach our dreams, like in academies or for jobs. We just need to be brave and do anything we can. We need to show our ability and skills to prove to people that even though we are Muslim, we can do a great jobs. So we can reach or get our dreams. And even we live in a minority country, there still are people who respect Muslim. So there are so many people who also respect Muslim. So I think that's all from me for this podcast. Thank you for listening. Sorry if there is some mistakes or something is not clear. Thank you, and one more time, thank you for listening. Bye.